Imagine being told all your life that you're destined for greatness, only to discover your perfect home isn't what you dreamed. This is Toonami's reality in The Lost Hair, where our fierce sea wing protagonist finally reaches her underwater kingdom after years of dreaming about it. The second installment in the Wings of Fire series takes us beneath the waves into a world of glowing scales, hidden palaces, and deadly palace intrigue. For Toonami, finding her royal mother should be a dream come true, but dreams rarely match reality, especially when assassins lurk in the shadows and war threatens to consume everything. The underwater sea wing kingdom is a marvel of bioluminescent beauty and evolutionary ingenuity. Sea wings communicate through aquatic, a language of flashing scales that allow silent conversation underwater, and live in the magnificent summer palace hidden inside a mountain. Queen Coral rules this realm with both maternal warmth and iron authority, keeping her kingdom allied with Blister, one of three Sandwing sisters fighting for their tribe's throne. When Toonami finally meets her mother, the reunion is both joyful and jarring. Queen Coral embraces her long-lost daughter with genuine love, but quickly reveals controlling tendencies. Toonami discovers she has a sister, Anemone, who's kept physically tethered to the queen for protection. Meanwhile, her dragon-at friends, Clay, Glory, Starflight, and Sunny, are imprisoned for their safety, forcing Toonami to navigate between her new family and her loyal companions. The Sea Wing court bubbles with hidden agendas. Commander Shark watches Toonami with suspicious eyes. Scholarly Whirlpool harbors sinister ambitions beneath his intellectual exterior, and even Tsunami's budding romance with Riptide becomes complicated when she learns he's the son of Webs, the dragon who stole her egg from the royal hatchery years ago. Something sinister lurks in the Sea Wing Palace. Someone has been systematically killing Queen Coral's female heirs before they can hatch. This mystery becomes urgently personal when Toonami discovers her mother has two eggs nearly ready to hatch. Despite heavy guards, one egg is smashed, prompting Toonami to protect the surviving egg herself. Her investigation reveals suspicious behavior throughout the court, but the truth proves more disturbing than she imagined. The assassin isn't a living dragon, but an enchanted statue created by Orca, Queen Coral's eldest daughter, who died challenging her mother for the throne. Before her death, Orca, secretly an animus dragon with magical powers, enchanted the statue to eliminate all female heirs, ensuring that even in death, no one could claim her throne. The revelation gives new meaning to Orca's cryptic dying words. "You're going to rule forever, aren't you, Mother? No one can stop you now." In a heart-stopping confrontation, Toonami battles the statue to protect both herself and the unhatched egg. Her victory allows Princess Auklet to hatch safely, breaking the cycle of death that has haunted the royal family. Toonami's relationship with her sister Anemone transforms from rivalry to genuine affection through shared rebellion against their mother's overprotection. Their midnight swims and conversations reveal Anemone's burden. She possesses dangerous animus magic that could corrupt her mind if overused. Anemone shares her deepest fear, becoming like Albatross, the animus who descended into madness and slaughtered countless sea wings in the royal massacre. This secret creates a protective instinct in Toonami that transcends their rivalry. Meanwhile, Toonami's attraction to Riptide develops through clandestine language lessons and stolen moments. Their romance faces challenges when she discovers his connection to the Talons of Peace, raising questions about his true motives. Is his interest genuine, or is he using her for information? These relationships force Toonami to confront questions about trust, loyalty, and identity. Who is she really? A sea wing princess? A prophesied dragonette? Or something else? And where do her true allegiances lie? Just as Toonami begins finding her place, catastrophe strikes. the Summer Palace is discovered by enemy Skywings who firebomb it, turning the underwater entrance into a deadly bottleneck as panicked Seawings try to escape the flames. Multiple betrayals compound the disaster. Whirlpool admits attempting to murder Toonami to avoid marrying her while still becoming king through one of her more agreeable sisters. Crocodile, supposedly allied with the Talons of Peace, was actually a spy who helped locate the hidden palace. Even Riptide's loyalty comes into question when he confesses to working for the Talons of Peace, using their relationship partly to gather information. During the attack, Clay protects friends with his fireproof wings, Glory uses camouflage to disappear, and Toonami faces an agonizing choice: flee with her friends or stay to help her mother and sisters. Amid the chaos, the venomous Sandwing Queen candidate Blister attacks Webs with her poisonous tail barb. The destruction serves as a powerful metaphor for the shattering of Toonami's idealized homeland vision. What she imagined as a perfect refuge proves vulnerable, its beauty reduced to ashes in moments. In the aftermath, Toonami undergoes a profound transformation. Watching over her injured friends on a distant beach, she reflects on her experiences and what they've taught her. She admits to Starflight that she's trying to be more thoughtful, considering consequences before acting, while he confesses he wishes he had her courage. Faced with Webb's deteriorating condition from Sandwing venom, Toonami suggests seeking help from the Rainwings, who might know about venom treatments. This thoughtful plan demonstrates her growth as a leader, balancing action with consideration, something she struggled with earlier. Most significantly, Toonami realizes her true purpose isn't becoming queen, but protecting her friends and fulfilling their mission to end the war. She understands that leadership isn't about control, but about keeping those she cares about safe, a more mature perspective than her earlier desire for recognition. This growth contrasts sharply with the calculating machinations revealed in the epilogue, where Morosir and Blister meet at the ruined palace to discuss eliminating the dragonettes and replacing them with more controllable alternatives. Their cold-blooded plotting, "There's more than one way to fulfill a prophecy," underscores the genuine danger our heroes face. As the dragonettes approach the rainforest, they hear reports of mysterious deaths near Rainwing territory. Glory's insistence on investigating these incidents sets up their next adventure, while emphasizing that true heroism means confronting danger rather than avoiding it. The Seawing Kingdom journey has transformed each dragonette. Clay's protective nature has strengthened, Starflight's intelligence has faced real-world challenges, and Glory's determination drives them forward. Meanwhile, Sunny's optimism confronts new tests as their situation grows more complex. This story resonates because it mirrors our own coming-of-age journeys. Like Toonami, we all experience moments when childhood dreams meet complicated realities. We learn that family is defined by loyalty rather than blood, and that leadership requires difficult choices, not just authority. As they swim toward new horizons, these young dragons embody a powerful message. Destiny isn't imposed, it's created through choices, courage, and compassion. In a world divided by tribal differences, perhaps the greatest revolution is five friends from different backgrounds standing together against war.